Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we've got Eagle freshman linebacker Saxon Wright with us here today. Saxon, good to have you in the studio to visit with us. And spring football well underway, of course. Let's get things kind of started there. Linebacking core is going to look a little different than it has in the past overall this year for CSC. How are things going so far for you and the linebackers at spring practice?
Yeah, we have a lot of young linebackers coming in, having to earn spots. We definitely lost a lot of very experienced and well-rounded linebackers in Noah, Travis, and Maka. But we still have Joey leading our linebacker core, really bringing guys up. And X has been here learning under all those guys, so he's really took on a leadership role, carrying us into this next season.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about those guys that have been here and that you've been learning under a little bit. And now Maka, you know, he got injured last year. It was tough to see him go down. It did open up some time for you and guys like Joey Guile and Xavier Harrell, X, as you mentioned, to get more snaps. Tell me about the experience, you know, that you got last year when with just being a freshman, how important that was to you to hop right in and be able to take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, it was definitely a big learning curve at the beginning, trying to earn that trust in the team. And as I went in and started competing, not drop the level of play. So,
did you learn quite a bit from those guys, Travis and from Jeremiah? Did they kind of see, hey, we got this young group, and especially this young guy here, Saxon Wright, a lot of potential to step up and be pretty good. Did they try to help you out and really show you the way through high school to the college level of football?
Yeah, Maka and Travis, they were like my two. I was learning Mike and Buck at the time, and so they definitely helped me out in between plays, in between series, just really understand the scheme and understand the coverages and blitzes as we carried in throughout the season and through fall camp.
Saxon Wright with us here on the Sports Journal Show and the podcast today. And your freshman season wasn't just a game or two or a play or two here. You got in 9 games, Saxon. A top 15 tackler on the team, and you made some really big plays, so big impacts early. Do you remember a play or a moment? Was there something that really stood out to you in your freshman season from that last fall?
The first play I really got like to make an impact on the team was at Mesa. We were in the punt block team. On SWAT, we were pinning them back at the like 20-yard line or so, and they tried to run a fake punt, and that was my first tackle of my career, so that was kind of a big deal for me personally. And then really after that CSU Pueblo game, I kind of didn't get a ton of play time in that, but after that game, I really was able to step up, and I think Maka went down that game. So losing him, I knew I had to really start making an impact. And from that point on, I feel like I really started to grow and become a more influential player on the team.
Yeah, you really made a big impact last year in your freshman season. Now moving into spring, and so beginning essentially your second season. And we'll get into some of that in a little bit. Also, you do some great community service in town. We're going to talk about that with you, too, coming up, Saxon. So I'm glad to have you in here today. But I want to, again, turn on to some of the teammates, too, with Joey and Xavier. What would you say about those two guys and how they are coming along as linebackers and along with you? Looks like a pretty good trio that CSE fans can look forward to.
Yeah, Joey had a lot of he's on his fifth year right now, so he's been kind of the younger guy under Travis, Noah, and Maka. They've been kind of those older guys. They've been on their sixth year. They just graduated, so he's got a lot of time to learn, and finally he's able to step up and take on that role as a leader on the team. And then X, he's one of our best athletes on our team, so he's definitely playing into his strength, playing a little bit of a hybrid between safety and linebacker and just a mix and changing it up, really a good hybrid for us.
Do you guys all kind of, you know, practice when you're going through things and after and talking and being in that same positional group and knowing you're going to have a few years together to play at that spot? Do you kind of see yourselves as like that next real strong wave of linebackers to come through CSC? Do you talk about, you know, making your mark and those kind of things? You know, it's got to be exciting to be like, hey, guys, we got a few years to really do some things together as a group.
Yeah, I think just as a total defense, we're really young, so we're all super, super close right now. We have a lot of freshmen on like our linebacker core as our twos, and then also our safeties, corners, D-line, they're all super, super young. So we all are super, super close. And I think as a total defense, we feel like we can do a lot, not just simplified to our linebacker group. It's like the whole entire defense. We feel like we can make a huge impact in the next 4 years here.
It's a lot of fun to see you guys all coming together. The kind of a new vibe out at spring ball this year with so many players who are gone from last year and who have been impact players for the last several years. It's an exciting feeling and to see you guys coming up and getting those chances to really make your mark now on the program. And as a guy who was able to play so much your freshman year, it's not like you just walk in from high school and just start playing. You got to put a ton of work into being able to make that happen. And last year, I remember you telling me when I first got to meet you that you studied the playbook an hour or two extra a night when you first got to Shadron State. You know, tell the fans what kind of work and stuff you put in to be able to play right away and really earn your spot as a true freshman in the fall.
Yeah, fall camp is really a grind and a mental check when you first get from high school to college, because in high school you're usually the best person on your team, and then once you get to college everybody's the best. So it's really not just being athletic enough or how you perform on the field, it's how you are mentally, and that comes down to film and playbook time. And so during fall camp we wake up at 5 a.m. get breakfast and a few like go to our meetings, and then it's practices and meetings the rest of the day, so you don't really get a ton of extra time in between there to study and put that extra work in to refine your skills in the playbook. So that comes down to what you do on your own time at night, and for me that was doing an hour, maybe 2 hours of extra film a night.
Watching a lot of tape, studying a lot of new terminology and plays and all those things. And you made a really interesting comment, I thought, that stood out too before we started doing the interview about you learn it and then you've got to apply it right away on a game day, basically, too. So it's not something where you learn it in class, then in 5-10 years when you get a job, you apply it. You got to jump right in there. You got to know it right away, which is also kind of a new challenge.
Yeah, I think the coaches do a good job, though, of really simplifying the practice down to what we learn new and then try to integrate that into the other stuff, so it's not just mixing too many things up at once and throwing you just kind of into a mess of tons and tons of calls. They really help you to break it down through at least my beginning of my freshman year. They helped me to simplify it and get all that easier calls, easier coverages down, and then work into the more complex stuff.
Saxon Wright with us on tonight's CSC Sports Journal podcast and radio show. And Saxon, we've talked a lot of football. There's some other stuff I really want to visit with you about that's exciting that you're doing already in terms of making an impact in the community as well as the football field. Rising Sophomores Award Banquet was last night, and Saxon won the Student Leader of the Year Award, and that was given to a rising sophomore with a zest for life and learning, strong commitment to CSC and the community, and a demonstrated belief in the goodness of all people. And don't be confused, rising sophomores, these are freshmen who are going to be sophomores, so that's where the name is. We've still got another year there with Saxon. But what does it mean for you to get that award and be named a rising sophomore and one of these exceptional student athletes here in the community?
It's been cool because like I've had to put in a lot of work through football, and then I really wasn't expecting anything like that. I just did what I usually do in my day-to-day life, just help people out and try to set a good example for my teammates and peers that I play with. So the leadership just kind of comes along with that.
You put in over 100 hours of community service already this semester. What kind of projects and things have you worked on in town? How have you been helping people out in the community and businesses in the community?
Yeah, for football, me and my we had platoons, so just to get to know people better, we helped do community service as just a little bit of extra time to spend together as teammates, but also help the community out and the like, just fixing up businesses and just doing maintenance, that just free maintenance to help people, because we're all pretty experienced with that stuff. And then I do a lot of stuff back home with plowing driveways for people that are older in my my neighborhood, and really just helping people out whenever I can.
Layton's your brother, and he signed to play football at Chadron State. Tell us about what it's going to be like to play with your brother, who signed in February, who's coming up to The Rock to play.
Yeah, it's really cool because I got to play with him in high school. We got to win two state championships together, and then we went for a third my senior year. Really didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, but it was still a great experience. And I also got to play with my youngest brother, too. So I got two younger brothers that are I got to play with in high school, and it's awesome having Layton come back up here rather than go to some other school in the RMAC that I have to compete against him every week.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
few weeks.
So you'd rather play with him than compete against him?
Yeah, because he was set to almost go to Black Hills, so I was like, that might be a little bit tough for him.
That might have been a pretty special day then for you guys when we play the rivals up at BH, and then the folks would have to have like those split jerseys in the stands or something, right? That would have been kind of wild.
Yeah, my mom and dad would probably have to pick a side for that one, and then yeah, my other siblings will have to pick games, because my youngest brother's probably going to have to. He plays on Friday, so I don't know how many games they'd get to go to if they were splitting them up like that.
Yeah, a lot of road miles to try to figure out where to go and to watch all the Wright brothers play football. Saxon, thanks so much for coming in and visiting with us today. Great stuff you're doing in the community. Congratulations on the Rising Sophomore Award, and really looking forward to seeing you in the spring football game and next fall as well. Fans are going to be excited to see you play. So appreciate the time coming in, sharing a bit of your story. And one of these days down the road, we'll have to get you and your brother in here, and we'll do something kind of fun with the two of you together, and we'll talk some football and other stuff.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Saxon Wright on the CSC Sports Journal and Podcast tonight.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.